All right, thank you, Gary. Taking care of Daf Lama Vav. So now we are on the bottom of Lama Vav Amma Beis. One of the things the Mishnah had said is that a person who takes a neder, he's a mudar hanar from somebody else, what is he allowed to do? So, melamdo medrish halachos v'agados, that he's allowed to teach the person from whom he got, took the neder, that person's not supposed to give hanah to the other person. So there's a nether that Reuven can't give hanah to Shimon. Nevertheless, Reuven can teach Shimon halacha medrash halacha shagaros. About lo yalam dano mikra, but he can't teach him Tanakh. Sounds like about malamed who has banav ves benosav mikra, but can teach his children, sons and daughters can teach them Tanakh. So what is going on here? So it says the Gemara is the following. Mikra, my time at Loyalam Denu. Why can't he? What is the reason why they're not allowed to teach them Tanakh? Why is that something that they're not allowed to teach? Mishum Dikamahani Lai. So, presumably the answer is because by teaching them, you're giving Hana to their to the person. Right? You're not supposed to give them Hana. And if you teach them Torah, you're giving them Hana. Okay, but if that's true, Medrash Namikamahani Lai. If that's true, then what's the difference between teaching Mikra and teaching Medrash? In both cases, you're giving hana to the person. So what's the idea of this distinction? So answers the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, b'makom shenotlin schar ala mikra, ve'notlin schar ala medrash. So what's the difference? The difference is, it's a place, depends on what you usually get paid for. So if it's a place where you usually get schar for, it's a place where you usually get schar for teaching mikra, but you don't get schar, you don't get paid for teaching medrash. So if that's true, right, then we've answered our question. Right? Why do I make the distinction? I can't teach them something that you would usually get paid to teach. Why? Because if you usually get paid to teach that, and you teach it to them, so now you're giving them a benefit of you're giving them something that usually they would have to pay for. So, okay, so that, in a certain sense, that answers our question. Great, now we've answered our question. But of course, that just leaves us with the question of why make a distinction between getting paid for teaching Mikra as opposed to getting paid for teaching Medrash? Why are you only getting paid? What does that mean? So, and so says the Gemara, so my Pascha, take a look at the Mefarish down at the bottom. My Pascha, the Minhaga Talya Milsa, Velavi Surika, what's going on here? So that's what's really happening. The Mishnah is addressing a case where they have this Minhag that you get paid only for, you know, teaching Mikra but not for Medrash. And so the whole Mishnah is talking about a particular Minhag. Right? I feel the Mishkal Schar Asha Mikra Taritz Lo Vadai Lav Shapir Avid the Shaka Klal. Right? But the point being that if you're telling me there's like some halacha that you're allowed to get paid to teach Mikra, you're not allowed to get paid to teach Medrash, fine. But if it's not halacha, it's just that, you know, in certain places you pay teachers of Tanakh, you don't pay teachers of Medrash, so then what's going on here? You're just telling me what the minhag is? Doesn't really make sense. So answer the Gemara, no, Hakamash Malan, the Afilu Bamakam Shenotlin Schar Al Mikra, Shara Le Mishkal Al Hamedrish. Sorry, Shara Le Mishkal Al Hamedrish, Lo Shara Le Mishkal. No, so come to teach me the following. Look at the Mefarish, explains it. Hakamash Malan, Masnisin, the Afilu Bamakam Shenotlin Schar Bechulay. Lahaki Loyalam Denu Mikra, this is why you shouldn't teach the Mikra. Why? The whole of Shara Le Mishkal Schar. Since it would be permissible, let's say, to accept money, right? In Melamdo, since it's permissible to take money for teaching it, in Melamdo Bechinam Mahani Leiminaschar Shahayad Lolitin. Because that, therefore, if you would have gone ahead and you would teach them for free, you're getting them the benefit. So the point is the answer, at least that Shmuel's giving right now, is that or that the Gemara's giving right now, is that even in a place where you can get paid, right, for teaching Mikra, right? So that meaning that even a place where it is that you take you know schar al Mikra shar le Mishkal, but al Medrash lo shar le Mishkal, but by Medrash you wouldn't even be allowed to. Okay, but. Again, still left with the question, Mayashna Medrash Shalom. But why is that? Why would that be that there is a reason not to get paid for teaching Medrash? The pasuk says, "Vosit Siva Hashem ba'isahi la'medeschem." That Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "I was taught, right? Hashem committed me at that time to Har Sinai, presumably. To teach you, uksiv re'ed lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem, and see, I am teaching you chukim mishpatim just like Hashem commanded me. And the Gemara makes a drasha, mani bechinam. Yeah, the aleph is just kasher tzivani Hashem lokai. Mani bechinam af atem nami bechinam. So the drasha is what the Moshe Rabbeinu is basically saying. Hashem is kasher tzivani. Hashem commanded me to teach you, meaning He's told me to do it. Meaning, no matter what, I'm not gonna pay to do so. I'm just doing what Hashem commanded me to do, basically. So if that's true, okay. So mani bechinam af atem nami bechinam. So mikra nami bechinam. But that, again, same thing. If that's true by medrash, let's say for example, right, chukim mishpatim etc. But mikra nami bechinam. So again, you still haven't explained to me why I should make the distinction between mikra and medrash. I understand it. If there's such a minhag that, you know, even if you would, etc., fine. But the question is, why make the distinction in the first place? So now it's come to some type of answer to this question. So Rav Amar Schar Shimur. So Rav says, I'll tell you why. Because the thing you're getting paid for, what is the payment that you're getting paid? Meaning the point of those psukim is that you're not allowed to get paid to teach Torah. So what's happening? If you're not allowed to get paid to teach Torah, so then how can you make a distinction between mikra and medrash? You can't get paid. So what's happening here? So we have two answers to how it is that a person can get paid to teach in general. So Rav Amar Schar Shimur. So Rav says, when teaching, let's say for example, and we'll assume it's for a minute, teaching children, so what are you getting paid for? You're not getting paid for the teaching of Torah, you're getting paid for the babysitting, right? You're watching over the children. So it happens to be when you watch the children, you teach them Torah. But what are you getting paid for? You're getting paid because the kids have somewhere to go, and the children are kept safe, and so that's why you get paid. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Schar Pisuk Ta'amim. Rabbi Yochanan says no. But the thing you're getting paid for is not for the teaching of the Torah per se, but for teaching of the, you know, how you read the words. Pisuk, you know, does that mean the trup? Does that mean the, you know, where do you put a comma? Where you put a period, etc. But you're getting paid for teaching how to, you know, the grammar, you know, or like how you read the words. Okay, why is that going to make a difference? So take a look at the Mefarshim and explain some of this. So Rav Amar, three lines in the top of the page. My time mahitiyu lemishkal schar minan mikra. Why are you allowed to teach to get paid for teaching Tanakh specifically? Ella al schar shimur shemisham hatinokos. Because you're getting paid for the fact that you watch the children. She'ein manichin osan latzeis v'lasok mitvar b'telim. You don't let them do other stuff. Right, velos schar limud hamikra. Right, you're not getting paid for the actual teaching of the Torah. Uketanim detzrich and shimur lemei de mikra. Right, and who are the ones who are learning chumash? Right, it's children. Children learning chumash. Right, and they're the ones who need shimur. Velo gedolim. Right, but not adults. Adults are not. You're not presumably, according to this, the way the Gemara is understanding it, you're not teaching Tanakh to, you know, chumash to adults. That's to chumash, learn little kids, right? That's how it goes. Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, etc. You move along. So, okay, to adults, go to a parsha shir, okay, nechanami. But the point here is that it's children to whom you're teaching mikra, and they are the ones who require shimur, right? That's why in this Mishnah, we're teaching me I can't teach. You know, if I took a neder that I can't give a certain person benefit, I can't teach mikra. What does that mean? It means, and we're going to see this distinction also. It doesn't sound like something about children. I can't teach a child. If I took a neder not to give a child benefit, so I can't teach that child mikra, right? And that's why lahachi lo yilamden mikra lekatanim. Well, let's say it this way: lahachi lo yilamden mikra lekatanim bechinam. And that's why, in general, the person doesn't teach mikra to children for free. Right, the whole Vishar le Mishkal Alayhu Schar, Kamahani Aschar, Shahalalitin, right? And that's why when they, you know, if the nether is not to get benefit, so I can't teach that person's child or teach that child for free. Why? Because it's something that otherwise I would get paid for. Why? Because the child needs somewhere to go during the day. And I'm watching that child. And if I'm watching that child and teaching him mikra, so then I'm giving benefit to that child about whom I said I took a nether, I wasn't going to give benefit. Ava malamdo medrash, the ketanim ain't lom the medrash, but to teach medrash, that's children don't learn medrash. El legadolim, u gadolim leitzel hushimor, schar shimor, and children and adults don't need to be watched. Lo kamahani lehu klal u lehachishar. So the point being, since Mikra is taught to Ketanim, and they need Shimur. And if I go ahead and I do that with a child, so then I'm giving benefit to that child, and that's the net that I took, not to give benefit. That's why I'm not. The mission says you can't teach a Mikra, but if it's about teaching Medrash. Since marriage is not taught to adults, it's only taught to adults, and therefore the adult wouldn't require shemar clearly. And so, there's not some. I wouldn't get paid for the watching of the adult. So therefore, I can teach the person can teach medrash to the person he took a neder from because there's no payment that otherwise would be received. So that's the approach of Rav. That's about shemar. Right? It's about watching the child. Rav Yochanan Omer schar pisuk ta'amim. Right. So he says no. It's schar. Keep going in the farish. Schar pisuk ta'amim shakal minayu. And when a person teaches mikra, they get paid for teaching. Right? Shemalandim nikud v'ta'amim. Right? How do you read the words? V'ahu schar matzle mishka. Right? That schar you're allowed to take. Upisuk ta'amim eino ela b'mikra u'lahachil lo lamedenu mikra. So in that. Pisuk ta'amim, but mikra, how to read, right? Kriya, some kids have in school, right? We have kids have Kriya in school. They learn how to read psukim. So like, that is something that only happens by mikra. By medrash, you're teaching halachos, agados, etc. That's something you teach, right? That's, you know, stories, etc. Halachos, you can teach about peh. That's nothing to do with reading. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll tell you the reason why, to make the distinction that for mikra, you can get paid, and for medrash, you don't, because mikra involves this skill of reading the text. And medrash doesn't have that. And therefore, since that was specifically the type of thing you get paid for, that's the thing you can't teach the person about whom took a neder. I'm not going to give him benefit. Yes? Okay. So that's the distinction so far. So Rav says the reason to distinguish between mikra and medrash is because mikra is something you teach children who get watched, to get paid for watching them, and medrash it's for adults. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's because you get paid by teaching mikra because you're teaching this the pisuk ta'amim, which only implies when you're teaching a text, and that's something that and that's only for mikra but not for medrash. Fine. And that's why the halacha is in the Mishnah you can't give benefit to someone by teaching the mikra, but you can give them the benefit of teaching medrash because it's not considered a benefit because you wouldn't get paid for it. Fine. So it says Gemara, okay. Tanan lo lamdenu mikra. Right, so pasuk our mission says you can't teach the mikra, you can't teach them the text. Vishlam lamand amar schar pisuk ta'amim hani de lo lamdenu. Right, so I understand if you tell me that the reason is because mikra you're teaching how to read the words, and if that's true, I understand. So good. So that's something that I can't teach. That's something I would get paid for, and so that's something I would be giving you benefits. That's why someone I took a neder not to give benefit to. I can't teach him mikra, but medrash I can. And lamanda amar schar shimur gadol bar shimur hu. Right, but if that's true, gadol bar shimur hu. But if that's true, that it's about schar shimur. Who are we talking about in the Mishnah? Presumably talking about adults, right? I took a neder not to give benefit to this person. Presumably, or he took a benefit from me. And that's the schar shimur is only an adult thing. It's not something for, it's only for adults. It's only a child thing, not something for adults. And it's good, no problem. Because in Ketanim, no problem. The Mishnah maybe is talking about Ketanim. It could be talking about a child. It's saying I'm not supposed to give benefit to a child. That's the example. As it says in Gemara, Ibe Katan, but if it's talking about a child, Eima Seifa, Aval Belabed Esbana of Mikra, Katan Bar Banimu. But the end of the mission said, but I can teach his children, right, mikra. But if that's true, what does that mean? What the child has children? Like what's happening here? It doesn't make any sense. So no matter how young they were getting in the times of the Gemara, they weren't getting married that young, right? So what is happening here, right? So the answer is no problem. Chasur mixra v'hachikatani. So the mission is missing some words, and this is how you should read it. V'hachikatani lo yalamdenu mikra. Bikata, right? And if he's a child, then you can't. There's a neder out there that I'm not allowed to give benefit to Reuven, so I cannot teach Reuven mikra. When if Reuven is a child, right? Im hayagadol, but if Reuven is a gadol, melamdo lo ulabanav mikra. But then I can teach him and his children mikra. How is that going to work? Right? How are you going to read that? Again, this whole argument is a argument about shimur. How are you going to read this? So just take a look at the Mefarish. V'achikatani, it's right across the way from where we are. V'achikatani lo yalamdenu mikra lekatan. bechinam. Right? I can't teach him for free. Mishum dekamahani like schar shimur, because again, I'm giving him the benefit of the babysitting, basically. Avalim haya gadol melamdo. Then I can teach him lo ulabanav. Right? I can teach him and his children mikra. Gadol mishum deigul lo tzarich shimur. The adult, because he doesn't need shimur. Right? Velo kamahani le. I'm not giving him any benefit. Ulabanav. So, but why does it say lo ulabanav? I can teach his children. Children need shimur. Ulabanav nami ho avi ani mahen. Who mishamram velekash schar shimur. Must be lo ulabanav, meaning together. Right, I can give a mikra shir to the son and the father and the son, right? Why? Because if the father's there, then I'm not providing the shimur, and again, then the benefit is not a problem. Fine. So that's how you read. That's how you're going to read the Mishnah according to both the approach of Rav and the approach of Rav Yochanan. Okay. Fine. So says Gemara the following. Meisve. But here's a problem. Okay, what's the problem? Tinokos lo karim betchila b'shabbos. Aval shonen, that should say aval shonen berishon. So there's a halacha that children are not supposed to korin bitchila b'shabbos. We'll see what that means exactly. To read first on Shabbos, aval shonen berishon. But they're allowed to. It sounds like do chazara, right, for the first time. Okay. Did you look at the refresh for 1 second? Lo karim betchila b'shabbos, ein maschilin lelamdam betchila b'shabbos. Don't teach them new things on Shabbos. B'davar shlo lamdu me'olam, something they never taught before. Aval shonen berishon, but you are allowed to be shonen berishon, kloma, what does that mean? B'davar shlo lamduhu kvar, pam rishona, lomdin osam pam shniya b'shabbos, right? But to do chazara, that's permissible. Okay. Right, so why is it called... Why is it called Shonen Berishon? So he says, "Ulahachik Tani Berishon Dirabusa Kamashlon Afapisha Lolam Duhu Hatinokos Elapam Achas Shonen." I mean, even though they only learned it once, as long as they learned it once, that's fine. So Chazara is allowed on Shabbos, but you can't teach them something new on Shabbos. Okay, what's this about? So take a look at back in the Gemara. So we said Meisvei Tinokos Lo Korim Betchil B'Shabbos Aval Shonen Berishon. So what's going on? So what's the problem? Bishlam Alaman Da Amar Schar Pisuk To Amim. If I understand, if you tell me that the reason the Rebbe gets paid or the person gets paid for teaching Mikra is because he's teaching them how to read the text. Hani Dein Korim Betchil B'Shabbos. That's why I can't learn it the first time on Shabbos. Why? Presumably because he can't get paid. Right? He's doing something he's going to get paid for on Shabbos. We'll see. Elamanda Amar Schar Shimur, that's not correct. I'm correct. Sorry. So Bishlama, presume like this. Bishlam leman damer schar pisuk to amim hani dein karim betchil b'shabbos. I mean, if you're teaching them how to read it, right? So I can't teach that for the first time on Shabbos because it's schar Shabbos. Can't get paid for what I'm doing on Shabbos. We're going to talk more about that as we move along here. El leman damer schar shimur. But if it's just a schar shimur, right? Amai ein karim betchil b'shabbos. V'amai shonen berishon. Haika schar shimur the Shabbos. Right? Meaning, I understand that. Look at the Mefarash, he's explaining. Bishlam leman damer schar pisuk to amim shari limishkal, that's permissible to get paid for. That's why you can't, I understand, meaning if mikra is something you're allowed to get paid to do. So I understand why you can't teach that. Then I understand why there's this isser of teaching on Shabbos, right? Because you're allowed to get paid for, right? Hayim de'ein karm t'chil b'Shabbos, says the Mefarash. T'ho me'olam l'olam d'davar zeh, ela achshav, einam olam do ela b'schar. So what I'm teaching them, I'm getting paid. Right, va'asle mishkal schar Shabbos. I'm going to end up getting paid on Shabbos. Aval shonin why the avid lay below schar? Because chazara presumably is something they're going to be doing without getting paid. It sounds like he's getting paid only for the first time. Let's say, okay. But then amai shonin berish. But according to the other approach, that's a schar shimur. So then it has nothing to do with first time, second time, third time. Every time you're with them, you are watching them. Right? About schar shimur, amai shonen berishon. Afidu shonen lo. The ha ika schar shimur the Shabbos va'asin mishkal schar b'Shabbos. Right? So if it's a schar shimur, so no matter what, it's going to be a problem because he's watching them the whole time. Okay. So the Gemara says, but second. So
here they use to differentiate the machlokes. It's Rav Yochanan versus Rav. So in other words, it's good according to Rav Yochanan because right then it's the piece of tamim.
Yeah.
But it's a kasha on Rav, right? Because either way, you're dealing with children, so you should be able. In both cases, you should be able then to, because you're paying to take care of the babysitting function.
It should be a problem.
Correct.
Right. I mean, either way, it doesn't. There should be no distinction between like first time versus chazara. Right. No matter what, you're going to be.
Works are going to be okay.
You're going right. You're going to be. You're going to be right. If you're getting paid to just to watch them, it doesn't matter what you're getting paid to do, right? As long as you're first time, second time shouldn't make a difference. But according to the approach that's pesik
to amim, yeah. According to here, yeah. They say that it requires more work, more tircha.
It's harder
for teach like if it's whether it's the tamim or whatever, right? So that makes sense according. So that type of. Is too strenuous for Shabbos activity, and
right.
So that would work for going to Rav Yochanan, and they're explaining here, but it's a kasha and Rav because it shouldn't matter. In both cases, you're paying for babysitting.
For babysitting, so either way, right? And either way, it should be usher on Shabbos. Yeah, correct. Because you're getting paid. Because the point is, you're getting either way, you're just watching the kids. Yes. The problem getting paid. So my says, but wait a second. So this is what the Gemara is going to take us on a little of a sidetrack, which is a good one. But v'lit tameich, my says, wait a second. This is your concern. Wait a second. This whole conversation about being usher to teach, you know, mikros, you know, you can teach the first time, but not the second time. If you think this question is a schar Shabbos question, this is not going to make any sense. Why? Because you're assuming that schar Shabbos is usher. Who says schar Shabbos is usher? You're like, well, really? I thought schar Shabbos is usher. Meaning, but the Gemara is saying, who told you? You know that paying them to teach them how to read the psukim on Shabbos is usher. Havlahi, and this is what we call havla. The havla mishra shari, and havla is totally permissible. So what does havla? Havla means, and I mean, the Gemara doesn't explain it. Actually, let's just read it. The Gemara the Bryce will explain what havla is. The sanya hasocher sapal lishmor satinok. Let's say a person pays he hires a person to watch his child. Lishmor sapara to watch his animal. Lishmor hazroim to watch his field. Einos and los schar Shabbos. I cannot pay you. Right, to babysit my child on Shabbos, I can't pay you to, you know, watch my animal on Shabbos. I can't pay you to wait my tables on Shabbos. Whatever the example is going to be, so again, you're not asking them to do a malacha. If you're asking them to do a job which doesn't involve malacha, but to do a job on Shabbos. So if you're asking them to do that, you cannot pay them for schar Shabbos. You can't pay the person for the work they did on Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, im avdo eino chay b'achrison. Right, and therefore, if he loses the item that he's watching, he's not chayv. He's a shomer chinam. Right, because you can't pay him for the work on Shabbos. Vimhaya sachir, vimhaya sachir, schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua. If a person was getting paid, schir Shabbos means Shabbos, means for the week, right? Schir chodesh gets paid for the month, schir shana gets paid for the year, or schir shavua gets paid for the 7-year cycle. In all those cases, no sin lo schar Shabbos. Then you're allowed to pay him also for Shabbos. Lefikachim avdo chay b'charizan. And therefore, if the item gets lost, he's chayav b'acharis, he has to pay for it. Why is he allowed to get paid? What does it make a difference to get paid by the week, by the month, et cetera? That's what we call havla, that the day of Shabbos gets swallowed up, basically, in the rest of the payments. This is always the question. How do you get any person who works on Shabbos, including myself, right? How do you get paid for the work you do on Shabbos? Right? So you could say, I don't get paid by every hour or whatever, but or even like group leaders or wait staff or all those things, how do they get paid? They're getting paid for the work they do not on Shabbos and their work they do on Shabbos all combined together. B'havala. So the point being, if that's true, so now the Gemara says, so wait a minute, your whole question isn't really a question. Why? Because Schar Shabbos is really permissible as long as it's getting paid b'havala. That is permissible. So in Cain, that's really not a problem. So, take a look at the Ran, 1, 2, 3 lines down. No sin, no schar Shabbos. Sorry, no sin, no schar Shabbos. Why? Kevin shalo hiskiro beferish elashi vliu bechlal shahar yamin. Right, since you don't say it beferish, I'm getting paid for Shabbos. You're getting paid for all your work. You're getting paid for all your work. Same thing people do with a babysitter, etc. You get paid for all the work, including Shabbos. So then, that is permissible to be able to pay them in that way. Fine. So we'll have to fit this back into our larger conversation, but we will do that tomorrow.